When you talk about Doxil, how do you compare the potential risks and benefits of that versus other agents, for example, gemcitabine?
There's a recent publication, as you probably know, in JCO suggesting that the Doxil is similar to, certainly not inferior to, gemcitabine. I think that the one area that is important for a practicing physician to remember about Doxil is that Doxil has a slow onset of action. And in a patient who is having rapidly progressive disease, you may not have time to wait for Doxil to really begin to work. And in that setting, a topoisomerase inhibitor or gemcitabine is probably a better choice because you can't really make an assessment about Doxil function and its effectiveness for a cancer patient in less than 3 months. And in a rapidly progressive circumstance, that may be a really long time. Otherwise, the Doxil has many advantages because it's administered once every 4 weeks, and we don't try to administer it once every 3 weeks. We don't start at the label 50 per meter squared. We've pretty much gone, as I think most practicing physicians have, to a 40 milligrams per meter squared starting dose, which we think is more tolerable. And at that dose, many patients can go from cycle to cycle without dose reduction or dose delay. And so we spend a little bit of time with our patients making sure that they understand the importance of moisturizing their hands and their feet to protect their skin from the toxicities that are associated with Doxil. But with attention to those kinds of details, keeping their hands out of harsh cleaning liquids, rubber gloves, those kinds of issues, we can generally get patients quite deeply into the Doxil. One of the questions that is, to my mind, not well understood is exactly how much Doxil is enough and whether or not there is a logical endpoint to Doxil. The conservative approach is you begin to do echocardiograms, you know, as you go beyond two or three cycles of Doxil, and that when you get up to a maximum total doxorubicin dose in the 400 to 450 range, you have to really think carefully about what the benefit is for your patient, because there are those who say they've never really seen a true case of liposomal doxorubicin cardiotoxicity. I have certainly seen some. Some of those patients had been previously exposed to doxorubicin as part of a treatment for breast cancer, for example. And I think one has to be circumspect about that and really make a careful risk-benefit analysis when you get up over 400 milligrams per meter squared of Doxil.